And I'd like to invite the children forward to help with the lighting of the Advent wreath. You want to have a seat? Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming up. Your mom made you? Well, still, thanks for coming up anyway. What did you say?
Light.
What about light? It's pretty? Well, Advent is a season of light. And so I thought this morning that we could talk a little bit about Advent, that we could talk about the Advent wreath. Do you know what the season of Advent means? Calvin? It's the month of Jesus' birth. Yeah, for four Sundays before Christmas, we have the season of Advent. So just like in our calendar where we have fall and winter and spring and summer, the church has a calendar with different seasons. And the very first season of our church year is Advent, and it starts the fourth Sunday before Christmas. And so that's why there are four candles on the Advent wreath, one for each Sunday before Christmas. One of the other things that happens in Advent is the days get shorter. Have you realized that it gets darker earlier and earlier and earlier? And so usually around December 20th, 21st, it's the longest day of the whole year. The sun sets the earliest that it does all year, and it's often called the longest night of the year. And so as the days are getting shorter, as the darkness is increasing, the light on our Advent wreath is increasing because the coming of Jesus, who is the light of the world, gets closer. And so last week, how many of you were able to come and make an Advent wreath? I think I saw you there, Calvin. You were wearing an Advent wreath on your head. It's not too late to start an Advent wreath, and so I wanted to offer some of this supplies to you and to anyone else in the congregation who would like to have an Advent wreath. What it starts out with is this candle holder, so there is a place for four candles, and you put a circle of evergreens around it. Does anyone know what a circle represents or why we have it as a circle? The circle of eternal life. God's love for us never ends. There's no beginning and there's no end. And we often use evergreens or hollies to put around this because those are two trees that even in winter, when not many things are blooming, they still have life, representing that even in dark times and even in seasons where there's not a lot of blooming, we still have new life in God. So does anyone want to start with an Advent wreath today if you didn't get to start last Sunday? Do you guys have one of these at home? I know some folks have saved these. Do you have some at home? You think you do? Okay, well then what I'm just going to do is give you the candles for this year. So the candles in here match the candles on our Advent wreath. And there's a different color candle this year than we've had in the past, the pink one. Every year, the third Sunday of Advent, which will be next Sunday, is Gaudete Sunday, which means joy. And even in the midst of our waiting and in the midst of our preparing for Jesus to come, there is joy. And so that's what that purple candle represents. So you guys have your candles, that's for you guys. For you guys, would you like one, Natty? Okay. I have some materials to give you as well. These are Advent calendars, the kind where you tear open a day. Behind each day is a little, you have one? Is a little prayer that you can pray. And I have these devotions, they're called Naming Jesus. So each week as you're lighting your Advent calendar, or as you're lighting your Advent wreath, it has different things you can look up to learn about the different names of Jesus and why he has these different names. You have one of those. That's for you. Okay, so for all of you, if you would like to have an Advent wreath, it's not too late. We've got all the materials, so after worship, please see me for that. We also have devotionals for you all that look at the different things that we do each Advent as we're preparing for Christmas, and why we do it, and how it can help enrich our preparation for the coming of Christ. Because everything we do in church has a meaning. There is some reason why we do it. It teaches us something. It reveals to us something about God. And so what the Advent wreath does for us is it reminds us that, one, Jesus is the light of the world, and that even in dark times, the light of Jesus grows in the world around us and within us, and that Jesus lights up our darkness, and that even though things can seem hard and dark, the light of Christ is always there, and Jesus always, always comes to us. Do any of you all have any questions about Advent or the Advent wreath? Calvin? How did Jesus get his name? That's a really good question. Jesus is kind of an interesting name. There is a meaning, actually. Does anyone know the answer to that, or you want me to? So there are lots of names for Jesus, which you're going to read about in your devotion, but the name Jesus actually means God saves. In Hebrew, Jesus' name is said this way, Yeshua, which kind of sounds like Joshua, Yeshua, and it means that God saves. Jesus came to save the whole world, to save us, and so when we say his name, we're saying that God saves. That's true. His name means a lot of things, and he has a lot of different names. Like, one of the names that we talk a lot about in Advent and at Christmas is Emmanuel. Anybody remember what Emmanuel means? It means God with us. So at Christmas time, when Jesus is born as a baby in the manger, we remember that God came to be with us as one of us, as a little tiny baby, and that God is always with us. So I want you to read through that devotional and learn some more of the names of Jesus. And if you have any questions, you can ask me. But there are a lot of names for Jesus in the Bible. But Jesus means that God saves. Good question. Well, let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for Advent. Sometimes it can be hard to wait, especially for Christmas. But help us to prepare our hearts for the birth of Jesus. May our lives be a light for Jesus in the world. Amen. Thank you for coming up, everybody. You can go back to your seats.